May 28th, 2015. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I have told you that my mother's immaculate heart is holy love. Today, I invite you to realize that holy love, my mother's heart, is the ark in which all must seek shelter from the flood of the compromise of truth that is consuming the world in these times. This is the season when all are called to enter this ark of truth, the ark of holy love, where your hearts will be protected and your faith preserved. Do not be distracted by who is believing or not believing, by who is following after you or remaining behind. The door to my mother's heart is open to all, but each one must make the free will choice to enter or to remain behind and be consumed with the confusion of the day. This flood is not like the flood in Noah's day. It is a spiritual flood of deceit, invisible to those who do not seek the truth. To those who choose to live in holy love, the flood of deceit is all too visible. Noah, in his day, prayed for those who did not make it into the ark, those who mocked him and did not believe in what God was asking him to do. So I am asking those of you who have chosen to enter this ark of holy love, my mother's heart, to pray for unbelievers. They may be jeering and mocking this mission today, but in the future they will find themselves drowning in the compromise of truth. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. The synopsis: pray for all leaders in high positions of authority that they lead a godly, respectful life, conformed to integrity and truth. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.